Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. An exclusive look inside the Trump White House, a presidency that's changing the rules of the game. Chaos or a method to its madness? Tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell, Ronald Kessler is the New York Times best-selling author of The First Family Detail, The Secrets of the FBI in the President's Secret Service and the CIA at War, a former Wall Street Journal, Washington Post investigative reporter where I saw he worked with Bernstein and Woodward. Ron has won 18 journalism awards. He's been a guest with us when he broke the Secret Service prostitution scandal in Cartagena, Colombia. The book is just out this week. It's already making waves. It's the Trump White House changing the rules of the game. Welcome, Ron.
Hey, good to be with you.
Good to have you. And as I said, we had you on during that Secret Service scandal, and every outlet in the world was after you for that, so it was a great honor. Now, I'm sure you didn't intend this, but this book is kind of a rebuttal to Fire and Fury, which came out, because you both can't be right about Trump, right?
That's for sure. I actually call the other book a novel, because most of it is fiction.
Let me ask some of the things that were in there, and that Melania was against him running. They have separate bedrooms. Trump wanted a lock on his door. He doesn't spend any time with him and her. He eats Big Macs in his bed. He has no memory. His whole staff questions his fitness. What take did you get on all that?
You know, it's total foolishness, and all you have to do is look at TV. You know, you saw, you see him holding forth in cabinet meetings, remembering everything. You saw him on election night and Melania looking ecstatic, and yet Wolf claims he looked like a ghost and she was in tears. I mean, it's just bizarre and absurd. And, you know, the fact that the White House under Hope Hicks cooperated with him is a very bad sign of her judgment, because he had a track record of writing for liberal publications like Vanity Fair. You know, as one example, the book says that when Steve Bannon heard Trump's comments about Charlottesville from New Jersey, he thought he could be removed under the 25th Amendment because of his mental impairment. Well, I was interviewing Bannon right in the middle of that, and he told me he was gleeful. He thought those comments were wonderful. He talked to Trump twice during that time and urged that he never retract what he was saying. So just total fiction.
Fiction. Now, what kind of access did you have?
I had unique access, both in terms of having the only interview that Trump said he has given or will give for a book, and also knowing both Trump and Melania for two decades. I did a book on Palm Beach, and we flew down with him to Mar-a-Lago, spent the weekend with him, and I've known him ever since. And in addition, I was able to interview staff who are right there in the Oval Office, and that is critical, because, you know, if you get into the satellite people, you get a lot of hearsay. I got the real scoop.
Okay, so let me ask you, you say the book is unbiased, but clearly I think you're an honorary member of Mar-a-Lago, and you've been there on New Year's Eve and stuff. Are you really unbiased when you write this?
Well, I don't think it's the first time that a journalist has been friends with someone that he writes about. And if you read the book, you see that obviously it is a very straightforward, honest account, which does conclude that he's going to be seen as a great president based on the results, both in the economy and in foreign affairs. But it also includes plenty of negative material about him, negative about aides like Kellyanne Conway and Jared and Ivanka, very juicy tidbits. So on its face, you can see that my attitude was, I'm a journalist first and a friend second, and I don't care what he thinks.
Yes, and there is a fair amount of negative stuff as well in there. What's the biggest misconception about Trump?
That he's crazy. he's not crazy. He will have these outrageous tweets and make up stories. But when people who actually meet with him know him, find that he's the opposite. He's very thoughtful. He listens. He's very careful in his decision making, especially when it comes to committing military troops. But that's his shtick to get attention. To be the center of attention every single day, both in the media and in conversation, and that enhances his power. So foreign leaders fear him, or they want to kowtow to him. CEOs want to gravitate to him, and that just makes him a stronger leader.
I want to jump in, in fact, to that, some of the big revelations you have. You talk about the Trump, there's really two Donald Trumps. You got Norma Federer's longtime secretary at the Trump Organization. Tell us exactly what two Donald Trumps means.
Norma Federer was his top aide for 26 years. When she joined the organization, there were only seven other employees, so she knew him better than anybody on both the business and the social side. And she said that there are two Donald Trumps. The one that you see on TV makes these outrageous comments to get attention for his brand, his real estate brand, and now for his presidency. Mm-hmm. And then there's the real Donald, the insiders know, which is the opposite, as I said, very thoughtful, listens, very careful. And, you know, he didn't build this empire of billions, worth billions of dollars by being a fool or an idiot or a clown or a bigot. So a lot of myths about him. But this book really gives you the inside scoop. He wants to, you know, project this tough guy image, and so he'll pull this mask over his face. And what I did was I got the inside little details, like he gives out $100 tips to, not just tips, but just hundreds of dollars to many janitors or people who move furniture. Treats his butler at Mar-a-Lago royally when he had an open-heart operation. Donald insisted that he stay in Mar-a-Lago afterwards to recuperate. And how he makes decisions, who he consults, why he chose or didn't choose people like Romney or Tillerson, the real story behind the scenes.
Why do you think he doesn't show his humanity more, this side that you say is much more deliberative and sane-looking?
It is because he wants to be, the center of attention and make people fear him. And he seems to even have an innate disinclination to let people know his real feelings or what he's thinking or how he operates with people. I think it's sort of a combination of a strategy and just the way he is. Going back to his childhood, he always would counterpunch. When we were going down to Mar-a-Lago, he imitated the nasal constricted tones of the blue bloods, the old guard, condemning his club Mar-a-Lago because it admits blacks and Jews. To this day, some clubs in Palm Beach do not admit blacks and Jews, and he said, I want to be loved, and I enjoy sticking it to them. And that really sums it up, because he wants to be loved, and he enjoys sticking it to anybody who gets in his way.
Now, it seems like he's trying to run the White House like he ran the Trump Organization, the 26th floor, where there's no chief of staff. A lot of guys reporting to him. Scholars say you can't be a successful president without a strong chief of staff. Does he know what he's doing in that sense? And do you think he'll be successful with the kind of chaos he surrounds himself with?
You know, all you have to do is look at the results on the economy, the booming stock market, the record low unemployment rate, the record low black unemployment rate, and then foreign affairs almost totally getting rid of ISIS. He's about to meet with the North Korean leader. He got Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic ideology. Those are the results. And, yeah, you know, he'll be remembered for that and not these tweets and controversies and chaos, which does exist for sure.
In fact, talking about a method to madness, the Little Rocket Man, all those attacks, and now the Chinese tariff, do you think those are all really negotiating ploys?
Absolutely. Now you're getting it. That's what he's all about. Everything is a negotiation. And, you know, the same with tariffs, the same with Mexico. Everything is negotiation. And you know, he doesn't let on what the real scoop is, and he'll bob and weave like a prize fighter and counterpunch. That's the way he operates.
Now, we got about 30 seconds. You've seen him face-to-face, both interviewing and Mar-a-Lago. Have you told him to stop all the ridiculous tweeting?
That would be pointless. And, in fact, Melania does that quite a bit and doesn't do any good. But Melania is a huge influence in the White House, which has never come out before. She sits in on meetings. She summarizes the points that others make, and then she comes up with her own strategy. And I quote Reince Priebus and others saying that her judgment is impeccable. And again, you know, Trump doesn't want to let that out even that. Doesn't want anybody to really know what goes on.
This is a Business Talk with Jim Campbell over BizTalk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. Go to BizTalkRadio.com, find the station closest to you, listen over the Internet, get our podcast. We'll have more on the Trump White House. We'll talk a little Russian collusion, too.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with investigative reporter Ron Kester. He had exclusive access to Trump and some of these other big revelations. And this one surprised me, too. Ivanka and Jared, you call the source of the most disastrous decisions of the Trump administration. Tell us what you mean there.
The most disastrous and foolish decisions, namely firing Jim Comey as FBI director, which led to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel, and also hiring Anthony Scaramucci. He sweet-talked them into thinking that he could improve their image, and that had to be the worst hire in the history of the White House. And, you know, they're just naive, and Trump realizes that their problems, has actually said to them, maybe you should go back to New York, hinted that maybe he thinks they should go back or would like them to go back. But there they are, and I call them the Teflon aides, because no matter what, he's not going to fire them, their family.
Kellyanne Conway does not come off very well.
I was interviewing Kellyanne at the White House, and it was recorded, and she apparently forgot that it was on the record, and she started lambasting other aides and leaking about other aides. She said the nastiest things about Reince Priebus that were obviously untrue, and also talked about Jared and Ivanka leaking. In addition, I interviewed aides who said that they had seen text messages that she had sent to reporters leaking material from the White House. So it's almost a wholesale operation. She certainly does a brilliant job on TV, but this is the number one source of leaks in the White House.
Now, you say in the book that some of what you found was either so over the top or lack credibility that you didn't put it in the book. Why wouldn't you have put what she said in the book?
I thought that putting in the book what she said about Reince Priebus would be unfair to him, even though I would say that it was false. Some people would believe it anyway, or they start to wonder if it's true. So I just didn't think it was fair to him to do that.
All right. And Trump himself leaks as a senior White House official, though he complains about all the fake news. Doesn't it bother them that all these other aides seem to have their own agendas, from Ivanka and Jared, who have their own PR, et cetera, and they're all leaking?
It does bother him, but it certainly doesn't set a good example if he's leaking himself. I mean, he has a right to leak, but the impression created is that the White House leaks even more than it does, even though that's an official leak. So that's one of the bizarre things, as well as the fact that he will call certain reporters of the New York Times and the Washington Post and give them interviews, but at the same time he's constantly attacking both newspapers, which serves his purposes with his base, and certainly there's plenty to attack. I have one whole chapter called Scam Artists about the real dishonesty of the media. Just very, very blatant examples. When I was at the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal during Watergate, I know we would have been fired if we had ever engaged in such dishonesty in writing stories. But everything is different now.
Talking about the mainstream media for a sec, are you going to get or are you getting the same degree of exposure with them that Michael Wolff got on Fire and Fury? Are you being treated equally?
Actually, I've been getting a tremendous amount of publicity, and so I really can't complain from the mainstream media. The Washington Post is about to do a review. I've been interviewed by ABC reporters.
Okay.
So I'm not whining.
Russian collusion. Do you think there's nothing to that? And if there's nothing to it, why does he seem to act like he's so guilty, or at least so overreact to everything there?
Yeah, I did ask him that in the interview. Why? I said, "There's nothing to it. Why are you so agitated?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, I just care about the truth." But the truth is something that appeared in an August 14th Washington Post story last year, which reported on emails that had been sent among campaign staff. And these emails were turned over by the White House to congressional committees. And in the emails, Papadopoulos, this minor aide, was trying to get the campaign to go meet with Russian leaders. And guess what? They all said, no way. Manafort, the chairman of the committee, said, we don't want to have anything to do with this. His deputy Gates said the same thing, nothing to do with this. They warned each other that we better make sure that Trump doesn't go there. And they assigned another campaign aide to make sure that nobody responds to any request like that. So they wanted nothing to do with Russians. Now, why would anybody, after reading those emails, have the slightest doubt about that issue? It's just incredible. And, of course, that has been totally ignored by the media, including by the Washington Post, since that story ran.
So it sort of makes you think that it was a big mistake of Trump to fire Comey and getting stuck with a special prosecutor who you know they always go till they find something.
Yeah, and then he sort of half admitted that among, to his staff. You know, he says, I wonder if I should have, you know, what do you think?
Yeah.
That's a sign that he realizes that it was a mistake.
The other sort of scandal right now, this stormy weather stuff, I'm wondering, you have this surprisingly impactful role of Melania, and then you have stuff like this stormy stuff. Would you think Melania is offended by that kind of stuff, and you hear that she's, you know, will go off and change her schedule, et cetera?
Yeah, I think there was a short period when she was unsettled by it. But keep in mind that this all happened more than 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Trump has gotten older and wiser, as we all do, since then. And nothing has happened since then. They have a wonderful marriage. If you see them together, as I last saw them before New Year's Eve and also at the New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago,
uh-huh,
they just have a ball with each other. They have very impassioned discussions, and they laugh, and they tease, and they have a great time. That marriage is going to last, in my opinion. Early on in their relationship, Melania did find out that Trump had seen his former girlfriend, Kara Young, who also is a model, and she broke up with him, and she didn't care about the billions of dollars. She just said, screw it, and ordered the butler at Mar-a-Lago to send her clothes back to New York. About a week later, he wooed her back, and she had the clothes sent back to Mar-a-Lago. So the butler was laughing to himself. But that tells you a little bit about her character, and also impressed Trump.
And Barron's a good kid, too. These media saying that he's autistic and things like that.
Totally false. I know Barron. I've seen him at Mar-a-Lago. He goes around like a great maitre d', greeting guests. Have a great day. Have a great breakfast. He treats his Secret Service agents with respect, unlike Jenna and Barbara Bush, who would try to diss them. I know through parents of kids who are in school with him that he's perfectly normal. When he was 2 years old, Melania was feeding him the bottle in the plane. And the pilot, Mike Donovan, went back to greet everybody. And Barron took the bottle out of his mouth and said, want some, Mike? This is a true story. So he's very precocious.
Thanks to Ron Kessler for that interview. A lot of new revelations in there. The book is The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. You can go to Ron's website at ronaldkessler.com. Coming next, a different take on President Donald Trump.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is Donald Trump mentally ill, dangerously? Dr. Bandy Lee is an assistant clinical professor in law and psychiatry at the Yale School of Medicine. She worked in several maximum security prisons, co-founded Yale's Violence and Health Study Group, leads a violence prevention collaborators group for the World Health Organization, and she's one of the leaders of Duty to Warn, a group of mental health experts who banded together with Bandy to warn of the dangerous case of President Trump, using their words. She's the editor of The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 27 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President. We're also joined by one of those 27 experts himself, Tom Singer, psychiatrist and Jungian analyst. He's a graduate also of the Yale Medical School. He's chair of the Extended Education Committee of the San Francisco Young Institute, author of Who's the Patient Here, among some of his other works. Welcome, Drs. Lee and Singer. Honored to have you.
Thank you very much.
And as you say, we banded with Bandy, but this is pretty serious stuff. I want to start off, from a big picture perspective, Bandy. Why is Trump such a clear and present danger in your mind? Go ahead.
Sure. First of all, let me say a disclaimer that whatever I say is my opinion alone, and I do not represent the views of my institution, Yale University, Yale School of Medicine, or Yale Department of Psychiatry. Yes, in terms of Mr. Trump, we feel that even though we haven't evaluated him, we believe that we've seen enough to come to a consensus conclusion that he and the office of the presidency poses a danger to the nation and to the world. There are many reasons for this. Usually when someone has a tendency for violence or destructiveness, they have a past history or a pattern. There's a process that goes on before the end event happens, and some of the signs would be verbal aggressiveness, boasting about sexual assaults, history of inciting violence among his followers, endorsement of violence in his speeches, attraction to violence and powerful weapons, and taunting of hostile nations with nuclear power. Those are some of the signs.
All right, Bandy, tell us exactly what is the Duty to Warn movement, and how did this this book that you've edited come about?
So I held a conference at Yale about the question of the Goldwater Rule, which is the ethical rule that says psychiatrists are not to diagnose public figures without having examined them and gotten consent. And then the duty to warn when there are potential victims involved. It was an ethical discussion that led to kind of a groundswell of mental health professionals coming forth, sharing their concerns, but not being able to speak about it partly because of the Goldwater Rule, but also because many professionals were afraid of being targeted, either litigiously or physically, either litigiously by the president, who's famous for going after those who speak out against him, and physical violence by his violence-prone followers.
Bandy, let me ask you, you gave a disclaimer already. What was Yale's position on you holding a conference like this there? And what about your coworkers at the medical school or in the other psychiatrists there? What's their opinion of what you're doing?
Yes. Yeah, so in the beginning, it was curious to me because whenever I spoke with my colleagues in private, they shared my concerns. They also agreed that he was dangerous. But as I said, they were very afraid. So whenever I came up with letters to write to Congress members, nobody would co-sign. When I was organizing this conference, no one would sign on. And originally when I said, let's do a town hall on health, on some aspect of the health crisis we're going to have, either repeal of the ACA or any number of issues that could happen. Well, at that time, the School of Public Health and the School of Nursing were all on board. But when I suggested the mental instability of the president, all the other schools fell away. Yeah. The School of Medicine hung on and actually was very supportive.
Interesting.
But given the controversy surrounding this issue, even though it was just an ethical discussion, not about the specifics of his mental impairment, it just became too risky in terms of politicization. So I was the one who released them. They still gave me the auditorium space. They still supported me, but I was just kind of left to do it alone because others were so afraid.
Let me ask you this. He's ultra-sensitive. I mean, if Rosie O'Donnell says something, he goes crazy. I haven't heard him tweet or go after you guys or people saying that he's crazy, et cetera. Have you guys gotten a response out of him, or he doesn't take it seriously?
I think he's trying to keep it low because some people noticed some tweets that seemed to be in direct connection with the book, for example. The book came out, he got 10,000 tweets about the book.
Interesting.
And as if he were stewing all night, at 5 a.m. the next day, he tweeted about some other book, The Art of the Donald, promoting a book, which he doesn't generally do, but he was someone noted that seemed to be in direct response. So I think he knows not to bring attention to it. There was one instance where...
By the way, Bandy, that shows a discipline that he doesn't normally have.
Yes, that's true. But he does this sometimes. He tries to turn it around. So this is when he's a little less angry, I suppose. was one other indication, but I won't go into that.
I want to ask Tom now. He's group psychology, I know, is one of his expertise. Are you guys substituting yourselves for the election results?
We've certainly been accused of that. Trump is very good at saying that everything that goes against him is coming out of a sore loser mentality. But I don't think so. I think that those of us who have contributed have just been deeply disturbed by his behavior before and after he was elected. It set off all sorts of alarm signals in us, but also in the behavior of many of those who supported him. He seemed to be appealing to, as Bandy has already indicated, a kind of violent level of emotionalism and even tribalism in the country that we saw as basically destructive. So, you know, if you're against somebody, you can be accused of being against them because you lost, which is a way of, again, distracting attention to the issues you're trying to raise.
Let me ask this, and either one of you can answer, Tom or whatever. Is he a pathological liar? Is he crazy like a fox?
Let me take a shot at that. But first, I want to get back to the question you raised about is can we compare Trump to Hitler? And I think you actually said, well, we don't really want to do that, or you sort of implied that that was not something one should do, or he's not dangerous or malignant in the way that, that we think of Hitler. I think one big difference between Hitler and Trump is that I think Hitler had a plan. I think Hitler wanted to conquer the world, and I think Hitler wanted to eliminate the Jews and several other people, groups of people. And in that way, he was much more organized and disciplined than Trump, although quite crazy.
You don't think Trump has any plan other than his insatiable ego need?
They talk about Trump as being purely transactional,
right?
Which, as I understand it, means that what concerns him is what's happening in the moment and whether he's perceived as a winner or a loser.
Exactly, yeah.
And so in the health care issue, he apparently, he really didn't seem to understand what was at stake. He had promised that nobody would lose their health care, but that obviously meant nothing to him. And I think the only thing he, at the end, one just sense that all he wanted to do was win, and it didn't matter what the actual health care policy ended up being like. So that I think for him, the goal is winning in the moment, and that he doesn't appear to have, and most people around him don't think he has much of a long-term plan.
You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We're going to be back in the next segment. Is Trump prone to inciting violence and war? And keep probing our two mental health experts. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Our final segment with Mandy Lee and Tom Singer. We've been diagnosing the risk of the Trump presidency. And with that, I will ask, what's a worst case kind of scenario that you're worried about here?
Nuclear war.
That's pretty... And we ended the last segment with that he really he's wired for conflict.
Well, I actually would somewhat hesitate to say that he enjoys it. Okay. He's constantly uncomfortable. He's unable to sit with himself, and so he goes into attack mode, and gets some gratification out of being the killer, because either you're a killer or a loser, and if you wish to prove to yourself that you're not a loser, you constantly have to kill. And I'm afraid that is his coping strategy when under stress. And with the mounting pressures of the Mueller investigations, his falling approval ratings, accomplishments that will not be done over time, I fear that's the mode he will get into.
Now, he's been playing this game for 40 years, 5,000 lawsuits, rage, fighting. Do you, and been under, in his mind, life and death pressure, killer, do you feel that he is going to be changing under the level of scrutiny and pressure in the White House such that, he'd become erratic or something? Or Trump never seems to change. Trump's going to be Trump.
No, he's actually been getting far worse.
In what way? In what way?
Just the type of what you mentioned in terms of his going back on questioning whether the Access Hollywood tapes are his,
right.
Going back to conspiracy theories, is tweeting out violent imageries recently, asking if Joe Scarborough may be a murderer. I mean, just the imageries and thoughts and frequency of his tweets. This is someone who is falling apart, frankly.
When you see somebody tweeting at 3 in the morning with typos not even fixed and he's the president of the United States, what does that mean?
Well, it's impulsivity. He's not in control of himself.
Wow. Let me ask, because this is an unfair question, but you raised that he's unable to process information, really, to retain information, to even study. Is he a smart person in your mind?
Tom, do you want to answer that, or shall I?
I don't know what his IQ is. I think it would be a grave mistake to underestimate how canny he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's got tremendous kind of street-wise sort of. He knows how to battle, and he knows how to beat people up, and he knows how to manipulate. Whether you call this intelligent or not, he's certainly very highly skilled in certain ways that most of us are not. The way he beat up the whole group of Republican candidates, I mean, he just annihilated them because he was so much tougher and more ruthless. That's not necessarily intelligence in terms of his being well-read and his ability to retain information and so on. I think he's not highly intelligent, but it would be a real mistake to underestimate a certain kind of intelligence that he has.
All right, Bandy, let's get to an important part of your mission. Cognitive and intellectual standards and evaluations before someone is running for president. What do you mean exactly, and what would you like to see happen?
Well, the fact that a presidential candidate or president doesn't have to go through a fitness for duty exam is kind of a glaring omission, considering that he's commander-in-chief. Every military officer and civilian service person has to go through such a screening, and that is just minimal physical and mental capacity screening. And the fact that we're encountering all these problems and questions is because we don't have that system in place. And in the case of someone being disordered in a way that may come across as being normal or their own decision making, but in fact they're profoundly impaired, those are the situations where the public will be confused. And it does take a mental health professional to doubt their capacity and see patterns of impairment rather than strategy. Or I actually have seen probably over 1,000 individuals like Mr. Trump, but they're usually not, certainly not in the office of the president, and usually not even out in general public.
So this process that you would like to see candidates go through, they might come out of this and somebody, the group might say, no, you cannot run for president? Would it be that blunt?
Mental impairment is no different than physical impairment. So it would just be an exam where you go through a standard procedure. Fitness for duty exams are extremely routine. You just apply a standard procedure to the duty, and it's screened. It doesn't decide who can and cannot run for president. It simply says that one has the normal capacity that would be expected of the job.
Okay, we're down to about the last minute and a half. Tell us what you'd like to see happen. I mean, there's this 25th Amendment where he can be declared essentially incapacitated. It doesn't seem that that's a very realistic option with his own folks in office. There's impeachment. There's other things. What would you like to see happen?
Actually, I consider this to be outside of my domain. In court testimonies, for example, when we consult with legal bodies, even unfitness for duty, disability, these are incapacity. These are legal decisions, not mental health decisions. We merely give our recommendations. And in the case of the 25th Amendment, it would be a political decision. They say it's unlikely because of the odds you would need.
Right.
So we're continuing to sound the warning. What lawmakers do with this, what the public does with this, I guess would be ultimately a political decision.
And in 10 seconds, Tom, should this be in the hands of the voter in the next election and the delusion be over?
Yes, it should. And we do have a duty to inform the public. We have an educational responsibility to inform the public based on the kinds of knowledge and experience and information we have about the dangers that he poses to us. And then it's up to the legislators and the public and the voters to decide what they want to do.
All right. This has been a very fast hour, and obviously you guys are showing a fair amount of guts to come out and both take on the Goldwater rule and some of your colleagues and also all of the Trump diehards. Thanks to Drs. Bandy Lee and Tom Singer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our national audience. We'll see you next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.